Yeah, but
So, yeah, so you were
anyways,
saying.
I had a very uneventful, spoiled life until the age of four. I was an only child at that point, even though my mother was pregnant when she died. And the only reason I'm alive today is because when they came for my parents, I was sick with the measles. And I remember the knock on the door, like 2 in the morning. And my father opened the door, and there was a whole bunch of gendarmes with a Nazi officer in the background. And they asked my father if he was Isaac Halfon. And my father said yes. And he says, Allez, vite, allez with us, come with us. And my father said to him, I was in his arms, and my father said, my son's sick with the measles, can I leave him behind? And the German, or the gendarme looked at the German officer, and he shook his head yes, and that's the only reason I'm alive today. And my father, all the neighbors had gathered around, and my father saw Marie Cazot, and he said to her, you might take care of my son until I come back. And she said, of course not. And he gave her a whole bunch of money, and she took me back to her apartment, which was a floor above us. And of course, my parents never came back, and I spent the rest of the war years and until 1947, passed off as her son. She was a spinster.
So that was what year that they knocked on your parents' door?
January the 12th, 1944. And I found out later on that my mother and all the females were, as soon as they got off the train, they were sent to the right, which meant the gas chambers. And my father and David Bali, my uncle, were sent to the left, which meant work detail. And they survived the rest of the war somehow. And 2 weeks before the end of the war, they were sent on a train back to Germany as slave laborers. And the Allies bombed the tracks. So the train had to stop, and the Germans told everybody to get off. And my uncle, David Bally, got off the train, and he told my father, come on. And my father said, I'll be right with you. And so my uncle got off the train. My father never showed up, so my uncle went back on the train. And he found my father dead in his seat, probably died of exhaustion or whatever. And the Germans, the wonderful people they are, they took his body and threw it in a ditch. So his body was never found. My parents' body was never found. And when I went back to the Holocaust Museum with my sister, when it first opened in the early 90s, I looked for them and there was no trace of them. And I asked the people there, and they said, we have no record of them. So I entered them into the registry. And now they're part of the victims.
So you were very, very young. So what's your first memory of growing up?